personal prayer. She's expressing very deep feelings because she's been through a very difficult time. We heard last time that Hannah had been praying for the birth of this child. And now Samuel has been born. He's in the service of the Lord, in the temple of the Lord. And here, having prayed for a son, she now is rejoicing in God's answer to her prayer. And you'll see that she begins by saying, "It's her heart, my heart rejoices." And that's what praise needs to be. It needs to be something that comes from the heart. It isn't just something that we're expressing in our words of praise. It's something that's to come from the very center of our being. It's Hannah's heart that is rejoicing in praise to the Lord. But not only her heart, but you'll see that her strength. Her strength is lifted high as she worships the Lord. And so she uses the very abilities and health and measure of strength that the Lord has given her. The joy of the Lord certainly is her strength, and she's returning that joyous expression in praise to the Lord. And then you'll see that she's doing that with her mouth, my mouth. Now, if you were here when Phil was outlining Hannah's prayer in the temple, you'll remember that that was a silent prayer. But now this is something she needs to express. She's expressing it against her enemies who were seeking to diminish her, to abuse her, to look down on her. And now she's giving a testimony, using her mouth to utter words of praise to God. And you'll see that's all summed up in that final part of the first verse. "For I delight in your deliverance." So her heart, her strength, her mouth, the whole of her being is used to delight in the Lord, in his deliverance. Now, as we meet this morning, our situation and our needs will have been different, and yet we too can come in praise from our heart, in praise with all the strength that God has given us, even out of our physical weakness. And we can come to give testimony to all that the Lord has done for us. And as we do that, we delight in his salvation. And you'll see that this isn't just something she's doing out of her own abilities. Did you see the way at the beginning of this verse? "My heart rejoices in the Lord," followed immediately by "in the Lord my strength is lifted high." So she's praising not because of the wonderful things that have happened in her life, but she's praising because she has a life that is in the Lord. And so as Paul urges us to come together and offer our lives in worship to the God as a living sacrifice in a way that's pleasing to God, we'll see here in verse 2, something about the God who we praise. He is holy. And it's something about that majesty, that glory, that splendor, that absolutely amazing perfection and purity of who God is that needs to be at the very center of our worship. But not only the holiness of God, but Hannah goes on to say that he is the one and only. There is no one besides you. And again, you'll recall the teaching of Scripture that we are in our lives to give a very clear understanding that our God is both one God in himself, that he is one God, the only God. And there were great kings, even great enemies of the empire of Israel, who came to give testimony to the fact that their God was the only God. So as we live at a time when there are so many other things that capture our hearts and our minds, take over our lives, become so important to us, whether it's, again, our finances or our families or all kinds of possessions, all kinds of ambitions, all kinds of hopes and dreams. But here Hannah is centering on the fact that there is no one beside you. Then she describes God as a rock. There is no rock like our God. And we'll come back and look at that further in a moment. But just to see the way that she goes on, he is the all-knowing God. He is the God of justice who weighs everything in the balance. And he's the perfect just judge because he is all-knowing. He knows the thoughts, he knows the heart, he knows the attitudes, he knows the actions of our lives. And we too have a message in our praise to be mindful of the fact that the God who we praise and worship is the judge, as it says here, of the whole earth. He's the very sustainer of the universe. He's the one on whom the whole of the foundation of the earth relies. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world. Well, if you've got an understanding of God that's like that, then you'll have plenty to praise. The holiness, the onlyness, the strength, the power, the fact that he's the Almighty One, the All-Knowing One, the Judge of all the earth, the Sustainer and Upholder of the universe. If this is your God, then you have much to praise. Of course, Hannah sees the way in which the very nature of God has led to all that he has done in her life. So when she describes God as the rock, she's seeing the way in which this is certain, this is solid, this is real. He is the rock of salvation. He is the rock who is a shelter. He is the rock who is our spiritual refreshment. He is the rock of our security. He is the rock of our strength. And all of those thoughts you'll find written and worked out in the rest of Scripture. There is no rock like our God. Then the whole of the rest of this song and prayer of praise, Hannah contrasts all that God has done for her with the situation of people who don't know the Lord. So in verse 4, the weak are made strong. This is a God who makes a difference. In verse 5, the empty are filled. This is a God who makes a difference. The barren woman becomes fruitful, bears children. This is a God who makes a difference. Even those who are seen as being dead are brought alive. You'll see that in verse 6. And in verse 7, the poor are made rich. The humble are exalted. Whereas the wicked are silenced and the arrogant disbelievers go into darkness, for those who know this all-knowing God, then they're given the mouth to speak forth the testimony. They're given the words of praise. In place of darkness is the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And then in verse 10, those who are vulnerable, and that was Hannah's situation in the previous chapter. A despised woman, someone who, in a sense, was being written off as a nobody. And in her vulnerability, and in the way that she's being harassed, in the way that she's being vilified, she now comes to know the shelter that God has placed around her. Now, we've mentioned in our service that life is ups and downs, and that was true of Hannah. She's speaking out of her experience of someone who was weak, someone who was empty, someone who was barren, someone who almost felt dead inside, someone who was poor, someone who was humble, someone who, in her own bitterness of heart, was asking God to intervene. And out of that comes the richness of her praise. A richness that comes out of the fact that she knows God's blessing. And because of God's blessing on her, she realizes that her response is to bless the Lord. We're to praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Our Father God, the source of our praise. the channel that God uses is in sending his Son, the Lord Jesus. The power that God uses for our praise is in his Holy Spirit. The promise that God gives us of reasons to praise we find in the promises of his word. The way of praise God has set out as being the life of faith. The means of praise and blessing from the Lord is the life of obedience. The nature of the praise that we offer, although it's to do with all that God has provided for us, it's also those spiritual blessings that are ours. And we're moving towards that glorious climax of praise when in his very presence we shall see him and praise him for who he is. And we move towards that time when Jesus comes again and every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise of his glory. The letter to Ephesians says, time and time again, the church is for the praise of his glory. We have an invitation to tea, and the children and leaders have prepared that in the room at the back of the church. So we're going in praise to sing our grace together. We're going to sing Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And then tables